he wore the jersey.
Schemes are great. Great players are better.
And now he's breaking down every play with his trademark flair.
I feel like I'm a smart person most of the time, but there's some things I just don't get.
It's time to get caught up on the green and gold with today's insider.
If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here and try to run this play in the alley.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
He is our Green Bay Packers champion, Hall of Famer, host of Bildy and Tausch from 9 to noon. Mark Tauscher, thank you for joining us.
No, it's always a pleasure, guys.
I really appreciate it. So when there were holiday games that you had to play, was it fun or was it, you know, were you homesick?
I think obviously in a perfect world, everybody wants to be home. But there's something to be said about being the feature game and to, you know, be blessed and everybody is going to be watching, and then you still have that opportunity to go and celebrate with your family afterwards. I always looked at it as a pretty special experience. We didn't get to do it every year, but we did get to go to Detroit a bunch to go play. And if you can win, it was really nice because then you had the weekend to kind of sit back and relax. Whereas if you're, you know, playing on a Sunday and you have that Thanksgiving on Thursday, you're going to enjoy your time with your family, but your mind will probably be a little bit wandering, thinking about the game. So I always looked at it as a blessing, and it was a great experience because you knew those are some of those games that are going to be most memorable.
Well, for us in news, we get opportunities. Like I would be able to anchor, and we have Corey Sparks with us, our Wisconsin's afternoon news executive producer. Corey, do you have a question?
Yeah, Tausch, kind of putting our scouting caps on here. Jahmyr Gibbs is playing the running back position better than anybody out there outside of maybe Jonathan Taylor at the moment. Obviously, every back is different, but how does planning for someone change when they're as quick and as talented as somebody like Jahmyr Gibbs?
Yeah, it's really tough because you want to make sure you corral him and you rally to the football, because every time he touches it, it can be a home run. So that adds another layer. I think, you know, teams can live with a couple of 8 or 10 yard runs, but you can't live with what you saw the Giants give up in overtime, which is that long touchdown run. Green Bay has been really good at not giving up those big plays. So when you can kind of put all of that in together, it really tests your defense to make sure that you're being gap conscious and that you rally to the football, because until he is down, he is a home run threat. So the challenges are huge. I thought Green Bay did a great job of containing him in the first game. And now I'm sure Detroit will have different plans as far as how they can get him loose, because really, you know, everybody looks at Amon St. Brown and, you know, Goff, but that offense goes as Jahmyr Gibbs goes.
So Micah Parsons was just interviewed yesterday. He has 10 sacks on the year so far. How high stakes of a game do you think tomorrow is? Because he says for percentages for the NFC, this is going to be huge for whoever wins.
Yeah, it's a huge game. And I think it's probably even more important for Detroit, and that's what makes me a little bit nervous. Because if Green Bay beats them, that puts you know, two and a half games up. You have a tiebreaker, even though the tie probably nullifies that a little bit. But then you put Detroit in a real spot where I don't think they're going to be able to climb out. They still have a couple of tough games left on their schedule. The chance for them to win the division, I think if they have any hopes of getting there, they need to win tomorrow. And I think from Green Bay standpoint, you're the Bears ahead of you. You have matchups with Chicago and with Minnesota yet. You're looking at this as you can knock out a team that has kind of beaten you and taken the division title the last couple of weeks. You can really put a dent in not only their division plans, but they're going to be scrambling to even make the playoffs if you can find a way to go in there and beat them tomorrow.
Tausch, we had your partner in crime, Jason Wilde, on the show yesterday. He was talking about the remaining strength of schedule. It's a gauntlet, regardless of how the division stacks up. How many wins do the Packers need to finish with for you to feel confident they just get in the postseason? Because the NFC is stacked with high-level teams right now.
Yeah, I think 11 is where you need to be. And obviously that gives you a little bit of leeway, but you know, if Detroit can find a way to beat Green Bay tomorrow, all of a sudden, then that leeway, because you're still talking about having to play Baltimore, you have to go to Chicago, you have to go to Denver. Mm. Yeah, it is the hardest remaining strength of schedule left, but you just get the sense that Green Bay kind of is starting to figure things out. And when you have a defense that can lead as this defense has for a vast majority of the year, you're going to be in every game. It doesn't mean you'll win every one, but you're going to be in position to win every week. And when you can do that, then you have you know, a quarterback that you trust. You just feel like this year that NFC, everything is so congested. You have seven or eight really good teams that one of them is not going to be in the playoffs. And I think it would take a pretty good collapse for Green Bay not to. But tomorrow, that's another reason you can really separate yourself a little bit from some of those teams with, you know, 5 and 6 wins if you can find a way to win tomorrow morning.
How hard is it, though, to get your body back in time for tomorrow?
It's tough. It's the hardest challenge. And, you know, the nice thing is you're not doing a ton during the week. It's going to be mostly mental preparation, walkthroughs. You're not doing any, you know, real hard practicing. You're basically flipping the switch and saying, all right. And the nice thing is, you know, the Detroit Lions, you know, schematically and personnel wise, you have a really good idea of what they're about. So that part makes it a little bit easier. And then when you kind of just take a look at the physical side of it, you're going to do the best you can to flip it. But 3 days is not enough time, but that's what both teams had. And the one plus side from Green Bay, you had a relatively smooth path to victory on Sunday, whereas Detroit had to go to overtime and maybe expel a little bit more energy. So we'll see if that pays out when you start looking at the third and fourth quarter tomorrow. But everybody's going to be tired and beat up, and it's going to be a, you know, who is going to be able to dig deeper, I think will tell you who's going to end up winning tomorrow.
Emmanuel Wilson had a nice game, 100 yards on the ground plus, and he's been a nice change of pace back this year. Obviously, the focus shifted to him with Josh Jacobs being out. Tausch, even when Josh Jacobs is fully healthy again, do you think we should be seeing more of Wilson to preserve Jacobs' shelf life for the playoffs and for future seasons?
I think a little bit. I'm not one of these that thinks it should be anywhere close to 50-50. But, yeah, I think Emmanuel Wilson's earned more opportunities. He's showcased that he, you know, can do what Matt LaFleur wants from his the running back position. So, yeah, I think he should. He obviously had a big day and a lot of carries. So if Josh can get out there and play tomorrow, Emmanuel Wilson still should get his reps. I don't know what that split should look like, but I do know he has earned the right to have more touches because he's been incredibly productive when he's been given the opportunity.
What are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'll be working. I'll obviously watching the game, and then we have our wonderful post-game show with Homer after, and then I'm sure we'll find a way to get a meal in there somewhere, but that's, you know, one of the things that's you get a chance to watch a lot of football, and then you get to talk to fans. So that will be my Thanksgiving for the most part.
Are you on the road, or is this going to be remote?
No, this will be – so I'm heading up to Minnesota for the Minnesota-Wisconsin, the Axe game as well. So that's – you know, I'm very blessed to be able to have those opportunities, and so that's what I'll be doing.
Oh, I'm jealous. He is your Green Bay Packers champion, Hall of Famer, host of Wilde and Tausch from 9 to noon. Mark Tauscher, thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving.